Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. We are so glad you're here. Today we cover the gamut of topics with our friend Kelly Joy Ladd. We learn what a plant nerd Kelly is, and we learn the politics of attending plant swaps. And just when you think it can't get any nerdier, we take the plant conversation out of our planet's atmosphere. But don't worry, good listener, we bring you gently down to earth when we talk about what it's like to learn to walk for the first time. Where else can you enjoy this range of topics in the time that it would take you to drink a cup of root beer? Only here, my friend. So grab your frosty mug and let's go.
The only one I had that wasn't here was plant swaps.
Plant swaps.
Yes.
So when you get a plant that you believe is an alien that might be trying to take over the world and it needs to be fed in blood, you're like, you're wanting to get rid of that.
I give it to someone else.
So you swap it to someone else.
I
sing songs with it.
Or I take your blood and feed me Seymour.
I have a plant that I can see right from where I'm sitting that Kelly Joy gave to me a little while back. Use that one right in the corner.
Yes.
What about the one I gave you? Is that still alive?
With that one, the little tiny,
tiny one.
Yeah, those are like goldfish. They don't last long. But I tried, kept it alive as long as I possibly could. That was back in your days when you were a botanist.
Yeah, when I worked at the Heavy for a while, I learned all about plants. And so what about plant swaps do you like, don't like?
I go to plant swaps and I've been to a number of them. And everybody brings cuttings and we just trade plants. And then I just love variety of plants and so do these other people. And it's just plant nerds getting together and just trading plants for free. And so you just grow your collection. And it's just so much fun.
That sounds really interesting. Now, do you ever get nervous? Like, is there a status thing? Like, you have to bring a certain quality of plant? Like, because if they show up there with, like, weeds.
The most
stuff.
Common plant.
Yes,
yeah.
People walk around and they're like, what's that? Oh, I have that already.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, I'm okay with that. So, like, I bring, like, good stuff that I save for the stuff that I really want. And other people do, too.
It's like the whole strategy thing. And then you bring these plants home and you plant them.
Yes, I plant them.
In pots or in the ground?
It depends. Depends on what it is. But my son comes with me because he loves plants. And so we tag team it. Like sometimes they don't know we're together. So we can go to the same booth. And then we get more of the one plant that we want.
This is a whole strategy.
Yeah, this is nice.
And now Kai's going to be studying botany of some kind, right?
Or yes, he loves botany. So next year we're going to try to get him an internship at UCF. There's a lab at UCF where they are making soil that's replicas of Mars and the moon. And so he is hoping to intern there next summer. So then he can create the soil and maybe go to UCF to their botany program, University of Florida botany program. We're not sure yet. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait for him to do that. So then he can bring home the soil and we can experiment.
So this is in order to enable agriculture on other planets?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's going to cost a lot to get all that soil to the Home Depot on Mars. So you got to use what's there.
Yeah, so scientists all over the world get the soil and do experiments.
NASA is one of my clients, or they have been in the past, and they have this rover that's amazing that its wheels are coated in this special something that allows it to analyze the dirt as it's rolling over it, the composition of that dirt, which I'm sure is fed into, you know, how they know how to make something that's similar to that dirt. But it's amazing that we're thinking this way, right?
That's what our feet do. Like, as we're walking over stuff, we're analyzing it. That's carpet. Yeah. That's sharp. Oh, those are Legos.
It's, you know, something, there is truth to that, but it's only that one sense, the feel, right?
You can't taste with your feet? Is that just me?
Well, the way we walk in Tai Chi, you do taste with your feet. You do actually, like, you put your foot down with a feeling of, I don't know if this is water, I don't know if this is grass, I don't know if it's concrete. And then once it's there, you know, and you know how much pressure you can put down, and then you lift and do it again. I got a whole new lesson in walking yesterday in the park. We have friends who do Tai Chi with us, Pam and Min. Two Asian women of different ages, as well, because one is Vietnamese, the other is, I believe, Taiwanese. I believe Pam is Taiwanese, from Taiwan. And but Pam is a master at Tai Chi. She showed up at our class and was just incredible.
Beautiful. Yeah. Everything she does is beautiful.
And Min showed up to our class, and Min has some experience in martial arts. She's extremely opinionated in the martial arts. And the two other influences together on me yesterday were very humbling. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's always hard for me to realize how much I have left to learn when I feel like I've learned so much. But it's a kind of a constant theme in my life. So relearning to walk yesterday was like, oh, I wasn't expecting to go back that far.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. We have a few episodes left with Kelly Joyladd. Check out all the ones that we've put out so far with the amazing artist herself. You can also visit her at Kelly Joyladd. That's Ladd with two D's, Joy with one J, Kelly with two L's. KellyJoyladd.com. That was confusing. But if you just look for her on social medias or the World Wide Web, you'll find her, or she'll find you. Have a great weekend.